Oh, wonderful. The bus has arrived. Do you have everything you need? An overnight bag should be fine. They should have most of what we need there already. Follow me towards the back. Since more Naga started moving to town, they augmented the buses. There is an area where we can relax whilst we travel. Come, don't be shy. Sit among my coils. I know you would prefer their company instead of a hard bus seat. There we are. Your warmth will be handy on the journey. Thank you for agreeing to come with me, by the way. I was very excited to hear they opened a spa for my kind, and just outside town, too. How lovely. I'm sure they will have things for those with legs as well. Though, if they don't, I'll just have to massage you myself, eh? I don't think you would mind. For now, though, you must simply enjoy the ride. Oh, you look a little motion sick. Never been in a moving vehicle among a Naga's coils, hmm? Well, here's an idea. Why don't you take a nap whilst we're moving? I will wake you when we get there. You have trouble napping? Well, I just might have a solution for that. You have given me your diagnosis. Now you must take my prescription. Come closer, dear one. Just look into my eyes, and you will find you have no trouble relaxing at all. You always look so pretty like this. Attempting half-heartedly to keep my swirls from your eyes. You want to relax, don't you, dear? Then, do so. Relax. My coils will assist. You see, you need to breathe slowly in order to rest properly. In. Do is keep staring. No need to look out the window or the inside of the bus. As far as you are concerned, my coils and my eyes are the whole universe. Until I say otherwise. Breathe deep, love. Rest easy. Sleep. We are here, dear one. It is time to get up. Though I am loath to let you go. The journey was quite cold. However, it seems I must. There shall be time to wind myself around you more thoroughly later. For now, we should go and see the spa. Here we are, Slithering Sands Spa. I was quite happy to receive an invitation. It seems they are trying to draw in the local crowd. We will be some of the first ones inside.
Hello. Welcome to Slithering Sands Spa. I see you brought a bipedal guest.
Indeed. Your invitation said that I could bring one extra person, and they are who I have chosen.
Ah, very nice choice. We may not have many bipedal offerings, but I shall talk to the staff, and I'm sure we can put something together.
While you do that, I think we shall partake of the sauna. Does that sound good? Wonderful.
It's just down that hall to the left. Enjoy your time at the spa.
We certainly shall, thank you. Ah, it is so nice to be in a building built with Nagas in mind. Large hallways in which to slither, a cozy warmth in the air. I do love this town, but things can get a bit cramped when you are my size. Ah, here we are, the sauna. Lovely. Oh my, this room is enormous. I forgot just how large Naga accommodations tend to be. Hopefully it is not overwhelming. And why don't you grab some water for the rocks in the center while I get comfortable? Very nice. It is a bit warm. I suppose it is to a warm-blooded creature. Comfortable Naga temperatures may be a bit high, but I know one way to cool you down that we both will enjoy. Come, rest with me. I will place a coil on your lap to help keep you cool whilst I enjoy the heat. Do let me know if that section of my body is too big. I can be a little heavy. I doubt you could get up if you wanted to. People tend to underestimate the weight of a Naga, a body made up of muscle, slithering scales, and shifting bulk. All in all, I most likely weigh close to a ton. Winding it around you, though, that's not out of the question. Why don't you rub my tail a bit? I can feed my length along your lap as we rest here. I will run my cool scales along your front as we lounge. Ah, very nice. The heat is so pleasant. I know you are not cold-blooded, but to me, this is a perfect temperature. It reminds me of my homeland. There we have great bathhouses full of cool, clear water. It is not unlike this spa, but there were many bipedal attendants, enough to massage down a Naga's entire length. It was not unusual for an attendant or two to vanish inside a Naga's coils whilst they attended to their scales. The warmth of a biped is quite tempting, you see, particularly when lounging in cool water. So, I am sure, knowing me for as long as you have, that this is not a surprise. Alas, it is the nature of snakes. It is so hard to let one's catch go. We are made to hold things tightly, closely, possessively. Yes, the bathhouses of my homeland are quite marvelous. Maybe I will take you there someday. For now, though, continue your rubbing. Your warm hands feel nice. I hope my cool coils feel good along your lap as well. I am so thick that you could fit inside very easily, sliding through my body, the world unaware of your presence. It is refreshing to have a place to relax, to, how you say, unwind a bit. Though Nagas are quite known for doing the opposite. Oh, is my tail tip wandering over your shoulder? I apologize. Though, as I have said, it is hard not to want to get a bit of a grip. Think of it as a lovely, heavy green necklace. Do let me know if it's too tight. It is not as though you are unfamiliar with my coils.
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt, but it turns out one of our masseuses has experience with bipeds. He's waiting in the massage room, if you would like.
I see. Well, I suppose we will part ways for a moment. I will be here if you need me. Oh, yes, you are pinned under my weight still. As I said, it is very hard to let you go, though. If I must... There we are. You are free. Do let me know how the massage goes.
Moa is one of the newest Nagas in our employ, though I assure you he is quite talented. The massage room is here. I hope you enjoy your time with him.
Ah, hello there. And judging by your legs, I guess you're my next client. I kid, of course you are. I'm quite glad you decided to come. I seldom get to use my biped massage skills. Come, come, lie on the table and we'll begin. Perfect. Now, where to start? I suppose we shall start with the legs. My touch is rather cool, so be prepared. A Naga massage on a biped is quite different from the ones humans do. It is a slow motion of slithering over someone, letting one's weight settle on top of them. Feel that? That is just the tip of my tail flowing over the back of your calves. Just a bit of weight to start. My tail tip will slither sinuously up your back. Left and right in gentle curving arcs, leading the rest of my body over yours, the coils weighing down on your legs, getting heavier and heavier. This gentle kneading really takes the soreness away. Your back is rather relaxed. I'm guessing your companion has held you in his coils before, yes? It can be quite sinuous. My underbelly scales are quite soft. Feel the segments flowing up along your back. My weight pressing out any aches and pains, relaxing you. I'm just going to wrap the tip of my tail around your neck. Spool myself against your collarbone. It's the best place to wind my slack. It may get thicker as we go. Relax as I grow heavier against your back, pressing you down onto the table as more of my bulk slithers over you. It's kind of like walking in place, or slithering in my case. Feel the end of my tail growing thicker around your neck, rippling over your tired shoulders. Let yourself go loose in my grip. See? A Naga's massage is something special. Cool weight pressing you down. You're almost buried under my coils, your little head peeking out from under the pile. Quite cute. Is my tail getting too thick around your neck? Ah, yes. It's almost as thick as a dinner plate. It must feel a bit like a blood pressure cuff, I'd imagine. Of course. I shall... lighten my hold.
If you tell me everything you know about the prince.
There is no escape for you. I'll only squeeze tighter if you struggle. Here, let me show you I mean business. See? My body can easily overpower yours. You don't know anything about the prince.
Liar! You are pinned here, neck in a Naga's grasp, only growing thicker. You have no options. Tell me the truth, and I may let you breathe. I can hardly hear you, though I suppose all you can do is wheeze. I will loosen just a little. Now, tell me. I know he is planning something. We will not let him take the throne, no matter where he hides. Now, tell me what I want to know. So, you continue to deny it. You know, if you won't be an informant, then perhaps you'll make a better snack. This will show the prince we mean business. Bon appetit, as they say.
I'm through with the sauna, so I thought I would check up on you.
You're interrupting us, Your Majesty.
Get off of them! You're free! Run!
Cold Alpha!
Yeah, boss?
Don't yeah, boss me! Hold him down!
There! Not so regal now. Are you, Prince?
I am not defeated yet. The crown will never go to that usurper.
I think you mean the future king. Once we take care of you, anyway. Keep him there. I'll find his pet.
Leave them alone.
Can't do that. In fact, I think they're going to get to know me quite intimately. Hiding in the back rooms won't save you, you know. I'll find you one way or another. There's only so many places to hide. Are you behind the towels? I thought you might know better than to play snake and mouse. It only ever ends one way. I'll go easy on you if you come out. I won't even leave you breathless. Oh no. You'll be quite conscious as I swallow you. But I won't use my fangs. Promise. Maybe behind these boxes. Not there either. I'm getting tired of this game. Behind these shelves. I'm starting to get angry.
You won't like me when I'm angry.
Maybe under these blankets. There you are. Oh, I am going to enjoy feeling you squirm in my coils. Huh?
Get away from them!
You
How did you get away?
Never underestimate the royal venom. Your henchmen currently think they're here to enjoy a lovely dip in the spa's freezer.
We heard you. You were in our grasp.
Speaking of venom.
You'll know that even though you stopped us, the throne will be ours.
Shh. Let my venom course through you. Aren't my eyes pretty?
Pretty.
Yes. There's a good Naga. Now, you will forget this silly prince business. You have never seen me, never heard of me. And you want to join your friends in the freezer.
Pretty eyes. Freezer.
Off you go. Don't let me keep you.
Go. Freezer.
Oh, goodness. Well, that was exciting, wasn't it? I suppose there's no keeping it from you. You deserve to hear my full story. No memory wipes, no tricks. Though, not here. There may still be agents out there. I know one way to get you out safely. I'll let you out, I promise. Grand then, let's begin. Tell you everything.